the players who dominate on YouTube, who get most of the views, most of the money, and you think, they just got lucky, right? The truth is, YouTube is a game, and right now, you're losing. But that's because nobody has shown you the cheat codes, the secrets the top 1% of YouTubers know, but you don't. You see, YouTube is the greatest massively multiplayer online game ever created. Millions of people around the world are playing simultaneously, each one looking to level up and gain more views and subscribers. But unlike most other online games, succeeding at the game of YouTube will give you very real rewards. With the right strategies, YouTube can make you rich, it can make you famous, and it can help you unlock the life you've always dreamed of. Anyone with internet access can play the game of YouTube, and everyone starts out in the exact same place. Zero views, zero subscribers, zero revenue. But the game has many different skills to master. Editing, thumbnails, storytelling. Every YouTuber has a score for all their different abilities. And to progress in the game, they need to level these up higher. It's no use being a 10 at titles if your video production quality is a 2. Unfortunately, there's no tutorial at the start, meaning most people are trapped at the bottom levels of the game. It's very competitive down here, with so many people grinding hard, making video after video and getting nowhere, watching on as the elite dominates. Many choose to blame the algorithm, which is often talked about like the god of YouTube, a magical force that controls who wins and loses, a boss that must be conquered. People even have superstitions about it, like if you don't post enough, the algorithm won't like it and will punish you. But it's time you knew the truth. It's time you knew how to win the game of YouTube. Firstly, let's address the most obvious question. What the hell am I talking about? How is YouTube like a game? Well, millions of people online are all competing to grow their YouTube channels. And to level up, you need to learn new abilities and train your different skills, which will help you gain more views, subscribers, and revenue. There are also features and rewards to unlock along the way, like access to the community tab or the partner program to earn money from ads. And if you spend your earnings wisely, you can acquire different tools and equipment to level up your videos further. And soon you may be unlocking sponsorships, partnerships, and even physical awards like play buttons. Of course, there are many different paths and strategies to succeed. For example, there are different classes you can choose. Tech, travel, gaming, science, business, finance, and literally endless more. It's up to you where you specialize depending on your interests and skill set. But we're all ultimately playing the same game, and just like any online game, you compete against other players. The difference in YouTube is it's a battle for attention and influence, and thus who you team up and align yourself with can affect your journey a lot. A good video you make on YouTube or a comment to the right person could lead to you making a connection with someone else who then shares a useful new strategy with you or opens up new opportunities and contacts for you. It could even lead to a collaboration where you team up and share audiences so you both grow faster. Because every new video you post is an opportunity to advance in the game. But instead of XP, you're gaining views and subscribers. Now, most people start out playing the game passively as a side hobby, just occasionally posting a random video and lacking any real strategy. But the more you play the game by posting videos and testing things, the more you learn and improve, which allows you to earn more money so you can make better videos, build a team to help you, and work your way up the leaderboard. Your YouTube studio is your game equivalent of a map to show if you're heading in the right direction, a dashboard to measure your in-game performance and your channel's health and success. And just like you personalize your character in a game, you also personalize your channel and playstyle in the game of YouTube. Some choose to use themselves as their avatar, others like myself try to build a brand instead. But it's easy to forget we're all essentially competing to press the right buttons on our computer in the right order. With the right mouse clicks and keyboard strokes, you can build an empire from your laptop. However, the game is constantly evolving. New updates get added, like shorts, which are currently overpowered and present an opportunity to grow faster. And the further in the game you advance, more opportunities open, including very lucrative side quests. The right strategy can literally make you millions of dollars. But different people play the game for different reasons. Some seek fame, prestige, and influence. And it's true, YouTube can let you spread your ideas and messages to the world, build an audience who love you, and even gain access to members of high society. In fact, YouTube can unlock opportunities to do almost anything you want. It all depends what your personal endgame is. For many, the dream is to turn their channel into an evergreen money machine. This is where you're a full-time creator. You wake up when you want, knowing your channel made money while you were sleeping. Genuine passive income. You look out at the stunning view and smile because you know you can work on whatever you want today and explore whatever creative ideas you desire. All of this is possible if you play the game of YouTube well. But right now, well, you're all the way back at the start, the lower levels where it feels impossible to grow. And herein lies the problem. When you start a normal online game like World of Warcraft, or my personal favorite from back in the day, old school RuneScape, there's a tutorial at the beginning to guide you through what you need to do. But with YouTube, there's no tutorial. You're thrown straight in at the deep end with no clue what you're doing or how to succeed. Which is why so many try and fail and end up blaming the mystical algorithm. Sure, you may search for help, but so much YouTube advice is either outdated or just straight up terrible, like telling you to spend hours on keywords and tag research. As a result, most people never progress and wrongly believe it's now too late to grow big on YouTube, as there's just so much competition. This is why the game of YouTube can be visualized in a cyberpunk world. It's just instead of mega corporations dominating, the elite 1% of top creators dominate, whilst everyone else struggles at the lower levels. However, what if I told you it doesn't have to be that way? There's a quote I love that's attributed to Einstein, which is, "You have to learn the rules of the game, and then you have to play better than anyone else." And that's simply what the best players do. They understand the mechanics of how the game works and then execute better than the rest. Because YouTube is not a game of chance, it's a game of strategy. Unfortunately, most people just don't understand the game they're actually playing. In this video, we'll change that. We'll look at how you level up fast, rapidly gain views and subscribers, and at the cheat codes to making lots of money from the game of YouTube so you can build the life you truly want. But first, I must warn you. Most who try to play the game of YouTube fail. As with any game, each new level presents new tests for you, and there are many enemies and challenges to overcome. Haters who will attack you, videos that get demonetized, you can even lose lives in the game by getting strikes against your channel for breaking the rules. 3 strikes and your account is banned, and that's game over. Worst of all, some completely lose themselves to the game of YouTube and sacrifice their mental health in their quest for growth. Remember, don't let your health bar fall too low. But hopefully you can now see how YouTube is ultimately an online game with real-world consequences and rewards. And whether you realize it or not, you begin playing the game at the second you move from being a consumer to a creator, from just an NPC watching others to an active player of the game making content. And so, the next question is simple. How do you win? How to grow on YouTube in one sentence. Get people to click your video, then watch your video, then come back for more of your videos. Now, I realize you may be tempted to roll your eyes and close this video, because what I just said is so stupidly obvious. But asking how to get more views is the YouTube equivalent of asking how do I lose weight? The answer is eat less calories and exercise more. We all know the answer, the hard part is the execution. So even though this really is the formula to grow on YouTube, the real question to ask is not how do I get more views, it's how do I make better videos people actually want to click and watch. And this is where we'll use something called the content scorecard. But before we get to that, let's quickly explain everything you need to know about the algorithm. YouTube's algorithms are simply designed to show each viewer the content they think they'll like most. Sure, it's not always perfect, but it's pretty accurate. But this means one of the biggest hacks is whenever you hear the word algorithm, just instead think of the word audience. So if you're asking, why doesn't the algorithm like my videos, instead ask, why doesn't the audience like my videos? Instead of, what time should I upload that's best for the algorithm, ask, what time should I upload that's best for the audience? Instead of, how often does the algorithm want me to post, ask, how often does the audience want me to post? And instead of, how do I get the algorithm to recommend my videos more, ask, how do I get the audience to recommend my videos more? Make content they'd want to share with other people and talk about. Because if your videos aren't getting as many views as you want, it's not that the algorithm has randomly decided to not recommend them, it's that the audience isn't clicking or watching them as much. And if you're doubting this and are convinced the algorithm is overly biased to certain creators, you just have to think about it from YouTube's perspective. They're a business, and they primarily want people to stay on their platform as long as possible, as then they see more ads and YouTube makes more money. So if you're helping keep people on YouTube longer, they'll want to promote your videos more. And this is why it's counterintuitive when people worry about the algorithm changing. The algorithm just follows the audience. So you should instead think about it as audience preferences changing. Because one thing is certain, YouTube will keep trying to make the algorithms serve people content they will enjoy more. And as technology improves further, YouTube is only going to get better at this. So, worry about the audience, because winning the game of YouTube is not about beating an algorithm, it's about understanding human psychology. And this concept of algorithm equals audience also explains why it's important you have a niche on YouTube. And by the way, I'm British, we say niche, not niche, but same thing. Basically, having a specific genre for your channel. That doesn't mean you can't experiment with different topics, but it means you should always be trying to serve the same audience. If people subscribe to you for your comedy sketches, and then you start posting serious debates, it's a completely different value proposition to what they signed up for. It'd be like if someone subscribes to ESPN, and then they suddenly change all their programs to gardening shows. Because when you post a new video, essentially what happens is YouTube first recommends it to your most loyal audience who regularly watch your content, as these are the people most likely to enjoy it. But if you post a video that's not at all in line with what your audience subscribed for, it won't get many clicks, audience retention will be low, and so YouTube is less likely to recommend it as much. However, on the flip side, if those initial viewers do respond well, YouTube recommends the video to a slightly wider audience, like people who just occasionally watch your content. And if they respond well too, it recommends your video to an even broader audience again, who perhaps have never seen your videos. And this is how a video goes viral. If at each stage people respond well, the video gets shown to a wider and wider audience. Which is why click-through rate and audience retention actually go down as the video's views increase, as it's being shown to new audiences who aren't yet familiar with you. Okay, so that's a quick overview of why a video gets more views, but now let's talk about how you can actually do that. Every YouTube video can be scored on 10 key attributes, which I call the content scorecard. The higher your video scores on each of these different things, the higher your chance of success. So basically, these are the skills you want to level up. And right now, we're going to look at each one individually and some pro tips to help you immediately score higher. Number 1. Video topic and concept. This includes factors like how unique, remarkable, or interesting is the video idea, and also how broad is the video's appeal, meaning is there demand for this right now, and how many people might be interested in this. Pro tip, if you want a viral video, it needs to be a concept that could appeal to millions of people, and most importantly, you need to design the video as if it's someone's first time watching your content. They shouldn't need to have seen your other videos or require lots of context, it should be immediately accessible to a wide audience. Number 2, title. How compelling is it to click on? Contrary to popular belief, the title's purpose is not just to explain what your video is, it's your headline to advertise your video in the most interesting and intriguing way possible. It should create a feeling of, I need to click that right now. Pro tip. Studies have been done analyzing viral videos and found they tend to have shorter titles, as they're easier to understand and they don't cut off. The biggest mistake new creators make is they try to optimize their titles for search results instead of optimizing for people. For example, I could have just stuffed loads of keywords in and called this video something like YouTuber Growth Tips, How to Grow on YouTube Quickly and How to Get More YouTube Views. But as we know, the algorithm equals the audience, so make interesting titles people want to click on, something that sparks curiosity. Because although search results are great, going viral comes from your video being recommended on the homepage or in the suggested bar, and for that you need a higher click-through rate, which you get from appealing to humans, not search engines. Number 3, thumbnail. How well does your thumbnail stand out when shown amongst other thumbnails? Does it grab attention to stop people scrolling? Does it create a feeling of intrigue and needing to click to find out more? Pro tip, you can use a free site like thumbsup.tv to test out your thumbnail and title combination and see how it will look in different places on YouTube at different sizes. Because when designing a thumbnail, people often look at it at full size, but if most of your viewers watch on mobile, it's actually going to be seen way smaller and may not look as good at that size, or maybe the timestamp is covering important information, so always check the preview. The good news with thumbnails and titles is you can change them after posting the video, and if you're wondering if it's worth it, the answer is a resounding yes. Most people think once they've made one thumbnail, they're done, but many creators now make multiple different thumbnails and split test which works better. However, remember that click-through rate typically goes down as a video gets recommended to a wider audience, so it's important to look at click-through rate in context. For example, if a video has a low click-through rate, but it's one of your most popular videos, don't change it. If a video has a low click-through rate and it's not getting many views, could be worth changing. Like for me with my Nike video, it got off to a very slow start, but I could see the audience retention rate was good, I knew the video had wide appeal, and so I tried changing thumbnails. At first it did nothing, so I tried again. And then within a few days, it started to gain hundreds of thousands of views. Now, the act of switching the thumbnail itself didn't change anything, but remember the algorithm follows the audience, and more people were clicking this new thumbnail, so YouTube recommended it more. And by the way, when comparing click-through rates, always compare against your own videos. It's no use comparing to other channels and different audiences in different niches. Learn what's average for your content, and then you have a barometer of whether a video is over or underperforming. Number 4, video hook. How well the opening of the video hooks people in to keep them watching the rest. This can be measured in your analytics by looking at what's the drop-off rate in the first 30 seconds of your video. A common mistake here is having a long generic intro that plays every video, like some random music or effects with your channel name. Another mistake is asking people to subscribe or like the video before providing any value. Or quite often people will say they're going to get right into the content and then go on a long personal ramble that's nothing to do with why people clicked on the video. Pro tip, a good video hook normally just does one of two things. Number one, literally just get straight into the video immediately, no preamble, just get to the good stuff right away and begin giving value or entertaining because it's clear from the title what the video is anyway. Or number two, the video hook quickly gives a preview of what's to come and shows people why they should watch, like teasing one of the best moments that's coming up, or quickly explaining the value people will get out of the video and what they'll have learned or gained by the end. Different videos have different requirements, but the goal of the video hook is just to keep as many people watching as possible, as most people make a quick decision when they open a video on whether to keep watching it or not. And so if you want a higher audience retention rate, it doesn't matter how good the rest of your video is if half the viewers have already left because your intro was too boring. So given the intro is so important, spend extra time making sure it's as engaging and well thought out as possible so people don't click off. For example, fast pacing, text on screen, and lots of cuts tend to hold attention more. Number 5, script or plot. If you're aiming to inform or educate with your content, then how good is the research or information quality? If you're aiming to entertain, how interesting is the plot of what happens in your video? And in both cases, how well do you tell a story, and what retention hacks do you use to keep people interested in what's being said? Do you cut out unnecessary parts? Do you give the audience a reason to watch to the end? Pro tip, psychologists have found our brains get fixated on open loops, which is when there's an unanswered question or unresolved storyline or tension of some kind, and we become desperate to know the answer or find out what happens next. But you can use this in your video to maximize attention by teasing interesting details or plot points or answers you're going to reveal later in the video. For example, I could tell you that in the next part of this video, I'll reveal the one specific change I made to my content strategy that caused my channel to go from getting a few hundred views per video to a few hundred thousand views per video. And I really will share that, but this is a simple example of an open loop because you probably want to stick around and know what that one change was. Like, if you close the video right now, would you not have that little itch in your brain of wondering what was that one single thing that caused his channel to blow up? Sorry about that, but that's the power of open loops. Number 6, presentation and assets used. There are many different ways you could present your video, and it can make a massive difference what footage you show, the music you use, sound effects you add in, and any other assets involved in presenting your content. Now, if your videos mainly involve you being on camera, then how well you present on camera is a key factor here. But if, like me, you're not on camera much, then the choice of what B-roll, stock footage, movie clips, or YouTube clips you show becomes even more important. But for every creator, this score is about how well the video is presented and the assets fit together to create something that's compelling to watch and keeps people engaged. Pro tip, I strongly believe music is massively overlooked by many creators. Spending time to find the right songs can help create the right atmosphere for your video and give viewers a more immersive experience with more emotion. If you want to know where I get my music from that's copyright free, so you can still monetize videos, just click the links in the description below. But just to illustrate this point, let me show you the exact same thing both with and without music.
The world's biggest food company, Nestle.
The Nestle company.
Nestle.
Nestle collects millions of gallons a year from springs in Southern California.
The world's biggest food company, Nestle.
The Nestle company.
Nestle.
Nestle collects millions of gallons a year from springs in Southern California.
Number 7, editing. This not only includes the quality and creativity of the editing, like effects, motion graphics, cuts, transitions, but also how well the editing complements what's being said in the video. Because just to be clear, a good editing score doesn't always mean that there's loads of stuff happening on screen. In fact, too much and it could become annoying. A good editing score is more about whether the editing helps tell a story, the pacing flows well, and thus overall the editing holds the audience's attention and thus increases retention. Pro tip, hire an editor. Don't worry, later in this video we'll talk about how you can do that even as a small creator without much budget. Although, having said that, hiring an editor doesn't mean you no longer have to think about editing. It just means you want to be able to direct someone else on exactly what you want, rather than manually doing all the editing yourself, which is time consuming. But you still need to understand what makes an edit work well, and this often comes from analysing successful content and figuring out why it held your attention or made you more invested. Number 8, production quality. How good is your equipment and setup? Like, how good is your microphone quality, and how well is the recording processed to make it sound pleasing to listen to? And if you're on camera, is it a very clear, high quality image, and does the video have a good background and lighting? Pro tip, if you only have the money to invest in one area of production quality right now, for most people, improving their audio quality is most important. Because most smartphone cameras are pretty decent already, so that can be your camera. And you can get good lighting for free with natural light. But one surefire way to lose viewers is audio that's uncomfortable to listen to or hard to hear. Number 9, optimization. This is things like search optimization, description, subtitles, the connection you make between videos using end cards and playlists, basically all the other stuff you're meant to fill in within YouTube Studio when posting a video, but that most people ignore. Pro tip. In fact, this really is a cheat code that's massively helped with my channel's growth, and I call it the end screen rabbit hole. Basically, most people end their videos by starting to say something like, "Thanks for watching guys, don't forget to like the video," and blah blah blah. And at that point, pretty much everyone closes the video as they can tell you're wrapping it up. But instead, what if the video doesn't fully end? And instead you say, "Now you know about this, you're gonna need to know about this," and you have an end card appear to link them to a related video of yours. That's how you create a rabbit hole effect, where they maybe only intended to watch one of your videos, but you've made a compelling case on why they should now go and watch another video of yours. And of course, at the end of this other video of yours, you direct them to a different video, and suddenly they're binge watching your content because it's all connected with these clear shoutouts and end cards at the end of every video. This also trains the YouTube algorithm to recommend your content more in suggested videos, as it can see people who watch video A of yours often then go and watch video B. Number 10, community and connection. This is how well the creator connects with their audience and builds a relationship. This can be through personal stories, showing behind the scenes and being transparent about sharing things. It can also be about replying or hearting comments, having in-jokes or language their community uses, and even just asking people to subscribe, comment, or engage with the video, as engagement is a key part of building a community. Pro tip: give the audience one clear call to action. So don't say, please like, comment, share, subscribe, ring the notification bell, tell your friends, write me a love letter, and loads of other things, as people just blank it out. Instead, after you've just had a really useful or interesting or entertaining part of your video, and the viewer is at their most receptive, make one ask. And you'll notice I almost always ask people to turn on the notification bell. The reason is because just subscribing doesn't guarantee YouTube will show them my future videos, whereas turning on notifications means every time I upload, they'll get notified. Okay, so those are the 10 attributes of the content scorecard, and depending on the niche you choose to specialize in on YouTube, some of these may vary slightly, but pretty much every video can be scored on something similar to this, and each one is ranked out of 10, meaning the best possible total score for a video is 100 out of 100. However, don't lose track of what we said earlier. To grow on YouTube, you get people to click your video, then watch your video, then come back for more of your videos. That's all it really is. And so you'll notice all of these skills on the content scorecard are really just the specific ways of doing these things. But the reason it's useful to break it down like this into different skills is because if you just say, I want a higher click-through rate and higher audience retention, that doesn't give you much to focus on that you can actually control. Whereas if each video your focus is on leveling up these skills, for example, trying to gradually improve your titles, thumbnails, video hooks, and so on, it gives you something clearer to work on. Perhaps most crucially, it can help you spot your biggest weaknesses. Because I see sometimes people say, dude, my editing is great, I spent so long on it, why isn't my video blowing up? But the thing is, if your video topic was something boring most people aren't interested in, and your audio quality makes you hard to understand, no amount of editing will save that. Sometimes there's just one or two of these skills that's majorly lacking and holding a creator back. So for example, if you can see in analytics a large percentage of people are watching your video right to the end, it's quite likely the topic, title, or thumbnail is an issue. Of course, even though you'd ideally level up all of these skills as much as possible, it's totally normal that creators will double down on their strengths. For example, I'd say for my channel, Magnates Media, editing is probably one of the bigger strengths. Whereas audience connection, as much as I love you guys, you probably don't feel like you know me personally extremely well. Contrast that with someone like Emma Chamberlain, and it's the opposite. The editing is very minimalist and not really optimized for maximum retention, but people love watching anyway because they have such a strong personal connection with her. And that's great, I'm sure Emma doesn't want my editing style, and I prefer not sharing huge amounts of my personal life. Different creators will double down more on different skills. Or then there's someone like Ryan Trahan who manages both. But anyway, the content scorecard gives us the closest thing we can really get to predicting a video's success. Of course, quality is always somewhat subjective. But I like this because often when people say high quality videos, they think it has to be some hugely crazy produced movie. And this shows you it doesn't. You can make a very high scoring video with no money or fancy equipment if it's a great concept, extremely clickable title, and so on. Yes, better equipment may help, but it's just one of many factors in a video's score, hence why many businesses struggle on YouTube, as they've got the fanciest cameras and microphones, but they suck at most of the other skills. However, after realizing how many different elements go into each video, I know it can feel like a lot. Right now, you may be thinking all of this sounds a bit overwhelming. The good news is, with the strategies I'm about to show you, it doesn't have to be. Let's talk about how to make everything much, much easier. People often worry if they're posting too much or not enough. So firstly, let's be clear. If you could post a masterpiece every single day that scored over 90 out of 100, you'd become one of the biggest YouTubers very quickly. Extreme quality and extreme quantity would be the ideal strategy, but that's simply not realistic. So the question then becomes, what's the right balance? Because you only have so much time to make videos, so what's going to be the trade-off between quality and quantity? Now, remember, there are different strategies to succeed on YouTube. Some people have success with extreme quantity, but less effort per video, whereas others have success with extreme quality, but less frequent uploads. But here's what I've noticed. I believe the reason many people struggle to grow on YouTube is they're stuck in the sea of mediocrity. This is where you're posting videos that score in the 40 to 60 range. It's not bad, in fact, it's solid, okay content. And so people are confused why they're not getting much traction. But the problem is, most other people are posting videos of this level. By definition, it's average. And there's so much content on YouTube now, you have to offer something unique or exceptional to stand out. And believe me, I've been there. If we traveled back in time 2 years, you would have found me drowning. Not literally, but drowning in the sea of mediocrity on YouTube. My videos were just so ordinary and very similar to what everyone else was doing. It was only once I started focusing more on each individual video and trying to level up these stats that the channel started to grow rapidly. And I strongly believe that most people would be better off posting one banger video that scores over 70 than posting 3 videos that all score 40. It might take the same amount of time and effort to do both of these options, but one awesome video can get you way more views and subscribers than 3 average videos combined. Because there's actually not a lot of great videos that score over 70, whereas there's literally millions of lower level videos. So when a great video comes along, everyone wants to watch it all the way through. They may even go back and watch it again in future. And so you'll notice most of the fastest growing creators don't pump out loads of videos. For example, MrBeast only posted 15 videos on his main channel in 2022. And yet he grew more than any other creator on the platform. And he said himself that it's actually easier to make one amazing video that gets 1 million views than make 100 videos that get 10k views each. Because let's say you have a week to work on content. Well, if you're spending all your time that week just focused on one video rather than splitting it between 5 videos, then you can put so much more thought into the idea, into the thumbnail and title, and create something genuinely great instead of churning out average videos for the sake of consistency. The simplest way to think about this is the concept of the purple cow from Seth Godin. Imagine you're going on a journey through the countryside and you're looking out the window. For miles and miles, you just see acres of fields filled with cows. And sure, it's fine, but it's literally the same sight over and over again. And you've seen plenty of cows before. It gets a bit boring and repetitive because everything looks exactly the same. And then suddenly you turn a corner and there it is, a purple cow. Now your attention spikes. A purple cow? Never seen that before. That is remarkable. That's something you'd stop and look at and tell other people about. It's something you'd remember for a while, but it's exactly the same on YouTube. When you find a video that offers something unique and more interesting, you're drawn to it. This doesn't mean it has to be the best video ever, it just means it has something that makes it remarkable. In fact, the definition of remarkable is simply worthy of attention and unusual or special and therefore surprising and worth mentioning. Now, I realize it sounds pretty obvious to make videos that stand out from the crowd, but most people don't. Oh, another person recording themselves playing a game in the same way everyone else does. Oh, another person talking about how to grow on YouTube by just talking to a camera about being consistent. And again, I want to stress, for a lot of people making videos, the content isn't bad. It's just what's unique or special about it. What's the reason for the audience to watch your video over a similar video from a bigger creator? We've seen it before. We want a purple cow. So with the examples I just mentioned, a purple cow would be someone like Dream. Rather than just making the same Minecraft video as everyone else was, he created situations in the game people hadn't seen before. Like Minecraft, but a black hole grows every second. Or with the YouTube example, the fact you're still watching this video right now hopefully means I've succeeded to some extent in creating a purple cow. Because there are literally thousands of videos of people talking about growing a YouTube channel. But a video about winning the game of YouTube, well, you haven't seen that before, so you clicked. That's the power of a purple cow. Another example is in the finance niche. I see a lot of people trying to remake the exact same videos Graham Stephan makes. And who can blame them? Have you seen his ad revenue? But even if the information and presentation is equally as good as Graham's, if there's no difference, then people have the choice between watching a new YouTuber they've never heard of or watching a bigger YouTuber they're familiar with. It's an easy choice. So you need to give people a reason to watch you, rather than doing exactly the same as everyone else in your niche and blending in. What's your unique selling point? What makes your video memorable? It might be your presentation style, your editing, your storytelling, your information, your video format, the topics you cover. There are lots of ways to stand out, but look at any big YouTuber in any category and they brought their own unique style or format or perspective in some way. The next MrBeast won't be a ripoff doing exactly the same thing as MrBeast. It'll be something fresh. But here's the exciting part. By going the higher quality route and putting more time and thought into each video, you then get a reputation that every video of yours is worth watching. And honestly, channel reputation is one of the most overlooked factors of click-through rate. Because if you've got a reputation for quality, and people had a great experience watching your previous videos, the next time people see your channel name, they'll probably click the video even if your thumbnail or title isn't that great. That's the power of having a reputation for quality. In fact, when someone is impressed by your content, they may go back and watch your back catalogue of older videos. And they'll also be more likely to share your videos with others, because nobody wants to share an average video, but everyone wants to share the best videos. But most importantly, this strategy means that people will be excited about your new videos and watch them as soon as they can, which in turn means YouTube recommends them more. And as a fun side bonus, your average views per video will be higher, so you'll make more money from brand deals. It's win-win. However, I know some people worry about the algorithm if they don't post as much. Because obviously making a higher scoring video that is remarkable in some way probably will take a bit longer to make. But honestly, I've gone well over a month with no upload, and as long as the next video is good, it's not a problem. Because remember, YouTube wants to surface the best content to keep people on the platform longer. Algorithm equals audience. So the real question is, would your audience prefer slightly less uploads if it meant every upload was better? Like a better video concept, a better script, better pacing, better music? In many cases, yes, they'd prefer that. So I really think if people worried a bit less about upload frequency and instead spent a bit more time making better, remarkable videos, they'd grow a lot faster. However, just hold up a second, wait right there. There are two important caveats to this where you do need to be very careful. Firstly, although I strongly believe in quality over quantity, you quite often need some quantity in order to achieve quality. For example, I wouldn't have been able to make a video exactly like this when I first started. I didn't even know what I didn't know. It was through gradual improvement that I leveled up my skills. Go back and watch any creator's first video, and it's a world of difference. So it's not about aiming for an incredible video from your first upload. It's about trying to make each video better than your last. Because if you can't look back at your videos from a few months ago and see at least one aspect that's improved, you're likely churning out videos for the sake of consistency rather than leveling up and progressing. The second caveat to this high-quality purple cow approach is that although the sea of mediocrity is a very real and brutal place to get stuck, at the opposite end of the spectrum, you also need to avoid the mountain of perfectionism. This is videos in the 85 plus range. At this point, you really hit a point of diminishing returns. You could risk spending hours on improving one little detail of your video that most people won't even notice. You'll keep climbing this mountain, but it'll never end, because no video will ever be 100 out of 100 perfect. And if your goal with YouTube is purely art, then great, spend as long as you want. But if your goal is to optimize for the most views and make more money, then you need to recognize when the video is already remarkable and don't obsess over every little detail, especially details which have very little impact on how much viewers enjoy the content. So basically, the ideal zone is a great, well above average video, but not a perfect video, or else you'll risk barely ever uploading at all. Now, when I say this, some people will think, oh cool, my video's already great, and that's because most people massively overrate their own content. Of course, score is somewhat subjective, but luckily, data is not. This is where analytics come in. For example, if you rate your video hook highly, but in your analytics 40% of people leave after 30 seconds, your video hook needs a lot of work next time. So brutal honesty is required when assessing where you need to improve. If possible, team up with some other like-minded creators to share honest feedback with each other. So, to summarize all of this, where many creators fail is not that their videos are bad, it's that their videos are unremarkable. They offer nothing different or memorable or new or special. Unremarkable content rarely rises to the top these days. Maybe you have one video that gets lucky or you catch a trend at the right time, but that's not sustainable. It'd actually be easier to get more views by making a few great, well thought out videos than churning out loads of rushed, low effort videos. And this is good news. It means you can spend more time making something you're proud of, and you can get creative with your content. YouTube gives us this incredible opportunity to make money by creating whatever we want. So why make the same as everyone else? Sure, definitely take inspiration from other creators, but add your own twist and be different and creative. Get weird with it. Do you have any idea how ridiculous it is to make a video about YouTube being an online game with a cyberpunk aesthetic? But I guarantee you'll remember it, and I've had fun making it. So, don't give yourself an arbitrary upload schedule if it means you churn out average content. Work on leveling up a little more each video instead, and aiming for content that's remarkable. Now, I realize that the problem with this strategy is it may seem demotivating to put a lot of work into one video if it doesn't then immediately blow up and go viral. At that point, many people then swing the opposite direction and just pump out lower effort content instead. But before you do that, I want to introduce you to one of my favorite parts about the game of YouTube. Before we get to the next chapter, it's time to answer a question I get a lot. How do I make these videos? Well, a big part of that is down to today's sponsor, Storyblocks, a curated stock library with everything you need to create high quality video all in one place. I've been using Storyblocks to help make my videos for years now, and it has over 1 million 4K and HD video clips, templates, songs, sound effects, images, and more. So for example, say you're making a video about space. You can literally just type space in their search bar and get countless great cinematic clips for your video. You could then even change your search to music to find the perfect song to match. Honestly, it's been such a time saver for me, and so if you're a content creator, I highly recommend checking it out. And unlike most other stock footage, instead of paying for every single clip, which is expensive, you get unlimited downloads with a Storyblocks subscription. So you can download whatever you want with no extra fees. So to get started with unlimited stock media downloads at one set price, head to storyblocks.com/magnates or click the link in the description. Every video you post, you're adding to your catalog of content. Just like Netflix have their library of content, you have yours. And so if you focus on making evergreen videos that are timeless and can be enjoyed now or in several years, then over time you're building up a catalog of content that people can go back and watch anytime. And if you follow the strategy we just talked about of creating higher quality videos, people definitely will go back and binge watch your older content, especially if you use the end screen rabbit hole technique I mentioned earlier. So basically, every time someone new discovers your channel, they'll check out your other videos as well, but it gets even better. Because unlike with most social media, where the majority of views on a post come in the first few days, YouTube genuinely will keep recommending your videos for years if they're good enough. I have videos from over a year ago still getting thousands of views every single day because of YouTube still suggesting them. And so I like to think of your YouTube channel as your portfolio. Every video you make is a new asset, which can continue to bring in new views, subscribers, and money for years to come. But unlike a portfolio of stocks where you could lose money on it, once you've covered the cost of making the video, everything else is pure profit, and it can only gain more and more money over time. Just like a musician builds up their catalog and makes money from royalties, same with creators. And so once you adopt this portfolio mindset, you realize it doesn't matter if a video has a slow start, it can continually grow over time. For example, this video I posted about Coca-Cola got less than 50,000 views in the first week. As of right now, it's at over 4.5 million views. And even a year after uploading, it's getting thousands of new views every single day just from YouTube recommending it to new people. And that's why YouTube is genuinely one of the best forms of passive income. And look, I know the term passive income has been hijacked by scammers promising money for doing nothing, but passive income is obviously real. It just means you do the work up front and then continually earn money from that work without requiring more of your time. So unlike a job where once you stop working, your money stops, passive income disconnects your time from your money. And that's what happens when you create a new YouTube video. It becomes an income producing asset. That piece of work you did one time can continue earning you money while you're sleeping, partying, or doing literally whatever you want. And this gets even more powerful when you have a whole library of great evergreen content that's all connected so people can binge watch it, and every video of yours is making money in multiple different ways. Because there are many different ways to monetize a single video. In fact, let's quickly look at a few examples of ways to make money from YouTube videos. Number 1, the most well-known, YouTube ad revenue. When ads get shown or clicked on a creator's video, YouTube shares that money with the creator. So the more views a video gets, the more ads get shown, and the more money is made. The amount of money you earn per 1,000 views is called your RPM, and it's based on what advertisers are willing to pay to advertise on your type of content or to advertise to your specific audience. Which is why earnings vary depending on the type of video you make and who watches it. Number 2, fan funding. This is things like super thanks or donations or YouTube memberships. Number 3, merch. Once you have a loyal audience, you can create products for your brand, and YouTube even lets you easily add a merch tab to your channel page to help sell them. Number 4, affiliate links. There are many products or services with affiliate programs you can join, which means you get a link to promote their product or service, and if someone buys it via your link, you get a percentage of the money. So if you recommend a product in a video and have an affiliate link for it in the description, every time someone buys from your link, you make money. You don't have to do anything, you just get an agreed cut of the sale every time people buy. There are lots of creators making many thousands of dollars of recurring passive income thanks to affiliate links, and any size creator can use these, so it's a great way to make extra money with very little work. Number 5, brand deals. Companies will pay you for a sponsored integration in your video, where you have a break from your normal content and you briefly talk about their product or service. And if you negotiate well, brand deals can be huge money. Number 6, selling your own evergreen products. For example, online courses or ebooks or other resources your audience can pay to access or download. Once you've created it once, you can resell it over and over unlimited times at no extra work to you. Number 7, selling your own services, like booking a call with you or offering your skills to others. For example, if you run a fitness channel, you'd be able to charge very premium prices to offer fitness coaching or be someone's personal trainer. Same with any niche, imagine how much the audience would love to work directly with the person whose videos they've been watching. Number 8, selling your own physical products. In the game of YouTube, many choose to go on side quests where they leverage their influence from YouTube to go into other ventures and build their own separate companies. This is the reason some YouTubers will become billionaires, by building whole businesses thanks to the power of their YouTube brand. Some of the most popular examples are KSI and Logan Paul with Prime, or MrBeast with MrBeast Burger and Feastables. And there will be many more, because whilst this is definitely more advanced, creators don't do all of this themselves. They team up with others to help them build these businesses. But honestly, there are endless different ways you could monetize a single video. Because once you have someone's attention, you can direct that attention anywhere you want. And so the crazy part is, one single video can give you many different income streams. For example, you could have a YouTube video that's making money from ads every time someone watches it, but also making money from affiliate links in the description, where you earn commissions on every sale, but also making money from super thanks and donations, and then also making money because you mention your own product or service in the video. And thus, that one video can be bringing you endless free organic marketing and sales for years to come. So hopefully you can now see why it's so worth making great content to put in your YouTube portfolio, as it can be seen for years, and one video you make now could earn you huge amounts of money. And this is why I really think long-form evergreen content is so powerful. Because it means even if you take a break and don't post for a while, your channel is still growing and making money, which means you're not in the social media hamster wheel of feeling you need to be constantly posting new videos. For example, in January, I posted just one video, literally one, and I did no promotion, no community tab posts, nothing, and yet the channel got about 8 million views on long form content. Which led to over 1.2 million hours of watch time and over 82,000 new subscribers. And pretty much all of that was just from old videos, some of which I made over a year ago. That's the beauty of having a library of evergreen content. And so I feel like there's a new metric we should all think about more, which is baseline revenue. Which means, if you don't post for a month, how much money would your channel make just from your previous videos? The more quality evergreen content you post, the higher your baseline revenue, which allows you the time to go and do other creative things, as you're not stressed about constantly pumping out content. For example, if a channel gets 8 million views a month on old content, and let's say has a $6 RPM, that'd be $48,000 of baseline revenue despite posting no videos. And obviously, that's just ad revenue, not even factoring in that those videos may be making money from other things too, like affiliate links and selling your products or services. Now, to be clear, I'm not saying it's easy, and of course it takes time, but clearly having lots of long-form evergreen videos in your portfolio making you money on autopilot sounds pretty good. So now let's look at the fastest way for you to get there. The current most successful player of the game of YouTube is MrBeast, aka Jimmy Donaldson. He started out from his bedroom posting gaming videos, now he posts content that gets hundreds of millions of views, has launched several huge businesses, and even been offered $1 billion for his YouTube empire.
We crazy. You've been offered $1 billion for your YouTube channel.
With all the companies, yeah.
But he turned it down. He's not done playing the game yet. There's no doubt this is an amazing rags-to-riches underdog story, and shows how anyone can go from their bedroom to having a huge team making epic productions and completely change their life, all by playing the game well. But here's a crazy stat for you. When MrBeast uploaded his 100th video, he only had around 730 subscribers. Let's be honest, that's pretty terrible. Now, when most people hear that, the lesson they take is that they just need to keep posting more and more videos, since clearly it takes hundreds of videos to get any momentum. But that's not actually true. The real reason MrBeast started blowing up is not because of consistency. After all, they say insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Instead, he worked on continually improving his videos and leveling up his stats. The first big change happened when he got his first sponsor. Now, most YouTubers, when they finally get a payment from a brand, would simply cash that money in their bank. But not MrBeast. Instead, he spent all that money on his next video, by filming himself giving the sponsor money away to a homeless person. At the time, that was a remarkable Purple Cow video, and so the video went viral, which meant he then got an even bigger sponsorship. But once again, he reinvested that money back into content as well. He kept using the money to make bigger and better videos. And thus I present to you the MrBeast flywheel. By reinvesting the money he made back into the channel, it allowed him to start building a bigger and better team, which meant he could improve production and make an even better video. And because it's a better video, it gets even more views, which leads to more opportunities and more money. But of course, he then just reinvests that money back into the channel again. So this growth cycle repeats over and over, and thus his channel grows faster and faster, and his videos get better and better. And this process keeps happening on an endless loop. In fact, doing this allows him to make videos nobody else can. There are plenty of channels trying to do similar videos, but no other creator can afford to spend millions of dollars on something insane like recreating Squid Game. So MrBeast has a competitive advantage over anyone else. But it's easy to forget that he started out as a kid in his bedroom. It was only because of reinvesting into his channel and pushing to make better and better videos each time that he got this flywheel spinning. So, what about you? Yes, you right there, I'm talking to you specifically. I'm definitely not saying you should do exactly what MrBeast does with giant stunts. In fact, this flywheel concept is evidence of why you shouldn't try to just copy MrBeast, because you won't be able to compete trying to do the exact same thing. But the core principles of this apply for every channel. And it surprises me how many creators immediately want to cash out all the money they make from YouTube instead of using that money to improve their content or grow their team. Because sure, you could take all the money out right away, go buy some fun stuff, perhaps invest some of it into the stock market, but that means you're investing in other people's businesses which you have no control of, instead of backing yourself and your own business. And of course, I'm not saying reinvest every penny you make so you're broke. But if putting money back into your channel allows you to buy better equipment, produce videos faster, execute on more interesting ideas, in the long run, that's probably a very wise investment. And fun side bonus, if you're reinvesting that money back into making better content and growing the channel, you're not paying taxes on that money as it counts as a business expense. Thinking more long-term like this is what allows you to create a growth flywheel of your own. So when you do decide to finally cash out, you're not just getting side hustle money, you're getting empire money. But here's the main takeaway from this. Your YouTube channel is a business. You're not just a YouTuber, you're a media company. These days, creators aren't just trying to become the next PewDiePie, they're building the next Netflix. And to do that, it's time to assemble your dream team. When I first started this channel, to be honest, I thought it was going to be a lot easier to grow on YouTube. Turn on a camera, share some advice, upload, done. I very quickly learned that was definitely not the case. And everything we've talked about so far illustrates that. You have to learn a lot of different skills. Designing a great thumbnail is a completely different skill set to writing a good script, which is a completely different skill set to negotiating a brand deal. Of course, in traditional media, like with a TV show, all the individual jobs would be split into different roles for different people. For example, there's separate people just for lighting, sound, special effects, and so on. Whereas at the start with YouTube, you have to do it all yourself. The good news is, once you start monetizing in some of the ways we talked about, you no longer have to do everything. As if you reinvest some of that money back into the channel, you can begin building your own team to help you, which is essentially the process of buying back your time.
To begin with, this certainly doesn't have to be full-time employees. In fact, most likely, it'll be paying a freelancer for some specific task. For example, one of the simplest starting points is paying someone to create thumbnails for you. This can be pretty cheap. In fact, on sites like Fiverr and Upwork, you can literally get thumbnails for $5. Of course, depending on the designer and their reputation, you may pay more per thumbnail. But still, this is an example of how even small creators can get help so they're not doing everything themselves. But where this gets exciting is when you realize that having other people to help you is not just about saving you time. It can literally help you make your content better. Because with that thumbnail example, if you're paying someone whose main job is a freelance graphic designer, they're probably going to be better at making thumbnails than you because they are solely focused on thumbnails and have a lot more experience. So in other words, you not only gain more time to work on other things, you get a better end result and level up your videos further. The same applies with other aspects of content creation. Like, so many creators are convinced nobody can edit their videos like them. But then they actually train an editor on how they want their content made, and quickly realize, of course they can. Someone whose entire job is editing can almost certainly edit better than you trying to do all the editing yourself whilst juggling so many other tasks. No single person can be 10 out of 10 at scripts, editing, thumbnails, titles, and everything else. To get to the top, you need specialists on your team who can focus on just one area or craft. Which is why nowadays almost every big creator has other people to help them. YouTube is a team game, and just like a sports team, you want to try and get the best people you can in each position, because eventually you reach a point where to increase both quality and quantity, you need extra help. But this is exciting, because it means instead of YouTube being some overwhelming, isolated thing you're doing alone, you can bring in other people to help make your vision a reality. You can work together and raise both quality and quantity, and thus scale much faster. Now, of course, the type of content you make determines what positions you may want to hire for. If I look at my own channel, the positions for the content side could be a researcher, scriptwriter, voiceover artist, video editor, and thumbnail designer. Obviously, depending on your personal skill sets and interests will determine which parts you want to completely delegate, which parts you want some help with, and which parts you want to fully do yourself. For example, with this video you're watching right now, I wrote every single word of it. I could have hired someone, but I like the writing process. However, if you told me I had to do all the video editing by myself, I would not find that fun. Thankfully, there are talented people who do enjoy editing, and instead I can have more of a director role where I work with an editor and tell them what I want. That way I can still have creative control, but without endless hours manually doing all the work. Theoretically, you could get to a point where you have a fully automated YouTube channel, as you have specialists in every role of content production, and your role is simply about being the team captain, the CEO, the one managing everyone and leading the overall strategy and vision. Although, technically, you could even hire someone to do that as well. But I think for most creators, they want to be involved in the creative process. They just don't want to have to do literally every task themselves. And so that's why you hire people for the jobs you don't like doing, so that as much of your time as possible is spent on things you enjoy. Remember, YouTube is a team game. Make it as fun as possible for yourself, and it'll be easier to achieve more. You can also hire people for things you're simply not that good at, which is the quickest way to level up your skills on the content scorecard, as your team can help fill in your weaknesses so you can focus even more on your strengths. But remember, you don't have to give up all control. Your team should just make it easier for you to achieve what you're trying to make. You can still direct them on the style and have final say on what changes to make. But it's arrogant to think nobody can do it like you. Of course they can if you teach them. And again, I want to stress, building a team is not just for creators with a big budget, because work can be done on a freelance basis to start with. You don't have to commit to paying someone a year-long salary. You can just pay a fixed price per thumbnail, or per video edit, or per script, etc. And if you look on different job sites like LinkedIn, Upwork, People Per Hour, and lots more, you'll see there are loads of talented people out there looking for remote work. And you can make a free job ad outlining exactly what you want and what your budget is, and then review the applicants you get. One of my personal favorite methods of finding people is through the community tab. Once you have a bit of an audience, you will almost certainly have some great candidates within your own community, and can just make a post asking them to apply, since they're already familiar with your content and so have a good understanding of what you're looking for. However, one important caveat to all of this. I think it's much better to think about this as building a team and not outsourcing. Because when you find someone who's a good fit for you, you want to build a relationship with them and make sure they feel like they're part of something. Because the idea is to work with them and train them on your style and build a long-term partnership. Now, for many creators, it may actually be more of the business side they want help with. So for example, you could work with an agency to handle all your brand deals, and they take a small percentage of the deals they bring you. This way, they only make money when you make money, but it frees up more of your time to think about content. Another example is a virtual assistant to help handle emails and various admin tasks. Again, you can get surprisingly high quality for surprisingly low cost when hiring online. But finally, I know some people wonder, why would you hire someone to do something if you can just do it yourself? For this, you always have to think of the opportunity cost. If you spend an hour doing something you could have hired someone to do just as well for $10, then you have to ask, could you have done something else with that hour that would have created more than $10 worth of value? In most cases, the answer is yes, and so hiring someone would ultimately mean more gets done and you make more money overall. So, gradually building a team can make your life a lot easier and your channel grow a lot faster. Okay, let's take a quick breather for a second. By this point, you've got a pretty good overview of how to succeed on YouTube. However, even though this video has hopefully answered some questions you had, I suspect it's raised lots of new questions as well. Like, okay, sure, build a team makes sense. But what's the step-by-step process for actually hiring great people? And sure, leveling up stats makes sense too, but what even makes a good title or thumbnail or editing? How do you tell great stories and how do you hook people's attention? And sure, you know there are lots of ways to monetize too, but how do you actually implement these so you start making more money as soon as possible? If you have lots of questions like this bubbling in the back of your mind, then don't worry, I have some very good news for you. By now you can see how YouTube is like an online game, but with incredible real-life rewards. You can literally get rich by making content you enjoy making, and then have a team to help you make money on autopilot. You can do this from anywhere in the world while traveling, or literally from your bedroom. And you don't even need to show your face on camera or use your own voice if you don't want to. However, in a perfect world, what you'd have is a literal step-by-step system guiding you through everything. You wouldn't need to go and research a million different things because all the answers you would want would be in one place. All the lessons and strategies from someone who's already done it and knows exactly what you need to do. Well, I have some very exciting news. For a while now, I've been working on a secret project. It's the greatest thing I've ever made, and it's finally here. My full YouTube system. A brand new course that teaches everything you need to know about building your own successful YouTube channel. The end goal of the course is to get you to become a double YouTube millionaire, which means a million subscribers and $1 million of revenue. But not just that. I want to help you make money by creating content you're proud of. High quality videos that you enjoy making and people love watching. I chose business stories because I enjoyed learning about them for free. So to be able to monetize that was incredible for me. But maybe you enjoy true crime, or sports, or history, or scandals, or tech. You could literally make videos about anything, as the principles in this course will work for any channel. Now, I'm not going to tell you that you're going to become an overnight millionaire like a lot of gurus tried to tell you. But I truly believe this course I've created is the fastest way to build an incredible channel that makes a lot of money. Because I'm sharing all the secrets and strategies I know. Firstly, you will learn my full process for making videos, like how I do the research, how I write a script that holds attention, how I find and use different clips, including movie scenes, the secrets to storytelling, how I come up with titles and thumbnails, how I make my voiceover sound better, the real reasons my channel blew up so fast, and literally I show you everything behind the scenes of how it all works. Another thing I know many of you are gonna love is that you'll learn how to edit high quality documentary style videos just like this. There's literally hours of tutorials from my editors showing you step by step how to make content like this, including the exact workflow of a video, and even how to replicate specific effects I use in my videos. So by the end of the course, you or your editor will know how to make high quality documentary videos, so you can start making viral videos about whatever you want. But not only does my course show you how to make great videos and how to build a huge audience, it also helps you turn your channel into a money-making machine. For example, you'll get my step-by-step process for finding, hiring, and training team members so you can have your own dream team to help you. You'll also see the hacks that I use to save me time and organize everything, and all the software and equipment I use. And we go in-depth on monetization, like how you should price yourself for sponsorships, and how you can negotiate way more money. All of those things big YouTubers never normally talk about. You're gonna see behind the curtain of what running a million subscriber channel really looks like, and how you can do the exact same thing yourself. I'm even including my full list of YouTube cheat codes, the things that make a huge difference, but that most people have no idea about. In other words, this course is everything you could possibly want to know about building a seven-figure YouTube channel that gets millions of views a month. Now, most people would sell this as a bunch of different courses, like a YouTube growth course, a video editing course, a writing and storytelling course, a brand deal course, a course for hiring and automation, and so on. And yes, I could almost certainly make more money by doing that. But I wanted to create an all-in-one system with everything you need in one place, so you don't have to buy anything else. Part of the reason I'm doing this is I want to make sure it's worth at least 10 times the price. But I also think a lot of people don't even realize what information they're missing, which is why an all-in-one system like this is the best way to ensure you succeed. Because the truth is, I haven't just built you a YouTube course. I've built you a whole world, a place you can come back to anytime, no matter what stage of your YouTube career you're at, and get the exact help you need. So if you've ever wanted an editing course from me, this is it. If you've ever wanted to know how I make these videos from start to finish, this is it. If you've ever wanted to know the step-by-step process for making lots of money with YouTube, this is it. And I've specifically designed it so this works even if you're a total beginner with no experience just starting out, but it also works if you're someone who already has a channel that's doing okay, but you want to scale it, grow faster, make more money, build a team, and take your content to the next level. So if you can see what a huge opportunity there is with YouTube, and you're ready to invest in your future and begin building your own YouTube empire, just check out the top link in the description of this video. That'll take you to the course page, and once you join, you'll get immediate access. So you are literally minutes away from unlocking everything I just mentioned, plus a whole bunch of other surprises. And look, I know some people are against paying for any form of education. And if that's you, that's totally fine. You can still succeed by figuring out everything on your own. Obviously, it's harder because you don't know what you don't know. And there's so much contradictory and outdated information. But I'm not saying you can't do it alone, because that's what I did at first. The problem is, it took me over 3 years of doing YouTube full-time to figure out what I know now. The reality is, you pay either way. You either pay in time or money. And looking back, one of my biggest regrets is that I wasted so much time trying to figure it all out myself, just using free online videos. It's actually kind of depressing how much money I lost out on because of that. Because if I'd known back then what I know now, this channel would be so much bigger and I'd have made so much more money. And the really sad part is, some creators spend even more years working on their channel and never figure it out. So I've come to realize that the rich are rich because they buy back time. Sure, you could just go and watch the same free YouTube advice videos I watched and spend years aimlessly trying to figure it out. Or you can just get my blueprint of exactly what works, with all the resources I use nicely laid out for you in a step-by-step system. Basically steal all of my proven strategies and avoid all my very expensive mistakes. Because there's no need for you to make those same mistakes when I can just tell you what works. I've put in tens of thousands of hours so you don't have to. Why not just get immediate access to all my lessons and systems, rather than trying to figure it out yourself? Personally, investing in my own education has gotten me higher returns than any other investment I've made. People don't get rich from index funds and savings accounts. You get rich from building something of your own, and I am giving you the blueprint of how to do it. And you know this works because you can see my channel, you can see the growth I've had, you can see the content I'm making. And so if you want to know everything I know so you can do the same, this course is what you need. In other words, this course is aimed at people who understand the crazy exciting opportunity there is with YouTube right now and want to capitalize on it as quickly as possible. It's for people who want a system to follow that's proven to work and contains everything they need to know all in one place. This is for people who really value their time and know free content can often end up costing a lot more in the long run, as it can give you the wrong information or overwhelm and confuse you, or just lack the nuance and organization you need. Ultimately, this course is for people who are serious about making their channel a success and are willing to invest in themselves. Because I truly believe this course is the fastest way to grow an incredible YouTube channel and make a lot of money from it. Okay, so hopefully by now you can see that there is really no other course like this on the market. And I'll admit, people have been asking me to make a course like this for ages, but at first I was hesitant. The truth is, it's taken me so long to learn all this. Literally years of trial and error and expensive mistakes. And so to just reveal all my secrets is a bit scary. So firstly, spaces for this are going to be limited. That way, these strategies don't become widely known, and it also means I can get to know all the course members and actually offer personalized help. And secondly, this course isn't going to be cheap because this is a very premium, high-quality product. So obviously, I wouldn't just give everything away for next to nothing. But then again, I did a 4-year business degree, and compared to the price I paid for that, this is next to nothing. Because I guarantee you, the knowledge in this course has made me far more money than the university degree ever has. Plus, you can likely write off the course as a tax-deductible business expense. But either way, I'm confident you'll agree the value you get is more than worth it. After all, you probably wouldn't have watched this video up until this point unless you were serious about building a YouTube channel of your own and believed that I could help. So now is the time to make a decision. Path A is to continue as you have been and hope it somehow miraculously works out and your YouTube channel suddenly blows up. Or path B is the shortcut, where I will tell you exactly what you need to do and how to do it so you can just implement a proven system and get all the help you need. Which truly is the biggest cheat code of all for winning the game of YouTube. And just to make this decision even easier, I want to make sure this is risk-free for you. So worst case scenario, if you somehow don't feel the course helps you, you can just message me and get your money back. So there is literally nothing to lose. But best case scenario, this can truly change your life. Imagine what your life would look like if you could make a full-time income from creating awesome videos about whatever topics you're interested in, and you can do it from anywhere in the world with no alarm, no boss, and complete freedom. Because for me personally, starting YouTube was all about financial freedom, being able to do what I wanted when I want. Whether that's to go see the world, party, spend time with friends, treat my family, or just relax and not have to worry about money. Because the beauty with YouTube is that once you know how to make great videos, and you have a library of content that people can go back and watch, those videos can be earning you passive income for years to come. Imagine making tens of thousands of dollars per month from videos you made over a year ago. That's why I'm genuinely so excited about this course, because I have witnessed firsthand how life-changing these strategies can be. So if you are serious, click the link in the description below now. I told you at the very start of this video that YouTube is dominated by the top 1% of creators. The only question left is, are you ready to join the top 1%? If so, just click the link below now. Once you're enrolled, I'll drop you an email myself, and then let's start growing your channel. I hope to see you inside the course very soon. Let's do this. Cheers.